7700.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
You know, before we get too deep up in this mug, we got to remind you.
Yeah.
That there's resources, lots and lots and lots of resources available for you at our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section, and you'll see resources to not only this show, but past shows. And you'll not only find information, you'll find audio archives, you'll find past news, tips, tricks, all kinds of great stuff, and links to ask questions right here live on the air. Or make suggestions right here live on the air.
And don't forget, just about any question you've had, we've probably covered it in a previous show. There's probably resources, whether it's spam or viruses or pop-ups or whatever it is. Go look in our archives. Tons of stuff there. And if that's not good enough, wait, don't answer yet.
Yes.
Click on the free help link, which will take you to our computer
problems. You see it right there on the left? There it is. It says free help. You click it.
Computerproblems.com. You'll see a couple years' worth of my newspaper columns, as well as about 3,500 questions and answers from previous folks just like y'all.
All the things we do in any place, anywhere in the media, we try to focus them all right there on the web for all of your fun times
stuff
and enjoyment and reading pleasure. And
now, it's time for the Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we try to bring you a little something-something.
Not just every week, absolutely every week.
Correctamundo. Some vernacular in the technology world so that you can sound a little more geeky in your regular offline life.
And we bring them a little some is actually what we bring them.
All right. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is drool-proof paper.
Drool-proof?
Drool-proof. Proof.
Would this even work for the big St. Bernard dog?
Drool-proof paper. It's
those
useless.
Dogs have lots of drool.
It's useless paper used in electronic equipment manuals that are so dumbed down and simplistic that to be of almost no use whatsoever. Basically, drool-proof paper is what manufacturers have been including in most products recently, especially those quick start things that are
right.
Kind of helpful, kind of not helpful.
They're like four pictures and six words.
And a lot of times they are, if you look at them, they're in hard plastic, laminated.
Drool proof.
The
word drool and this sound file go together.
That is not my puddle.
Yes,
see?
Yes.
Puddle
yes.
of drool.
So if you're having a slight problem, look for that drool proof paper. And our WebAttack free download of the week, again, not something we recommend everyone use. All programs. You have the risk of them not working well in your system. So you don't need it, don't use it.
Remember the mantra of the show. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Really?
There. Now go forward and read.
All right. If you want to organize your DVD collection with this management program that integrates with Amazon, it allows you to manually add your DVD titles and search for them and so on and so forth. It's just like a way to create a library to kind of know what the heck you have. Most people now are... collecting DVDs as opposed to just renting them, so it gives you all kinds of filtering categories. And then what's nice about it is when you're trying to figure out, well, I'm kind of in the mood for a movie, but what do I got that's got James Cagney in it?
Can't you just look in the cabinet?
Well, some people's cabinets are a little over the top.
Well, that's what Kazaa's for.
Yeah.
I mean...
Speaking of which, somebody emailed us a question about Kazaa that I think would be most...
They emailed us about Kazaa. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. It's, where'd it go? Can a virus, Barry writes, can a virus be gotten from a MP3 or other audio or video file? A friend of mine's feels that when you download this type of file from Kazaa and make a CD, you could be transporting a virus.
There's a tiny, tiny bit of truth there, but mostly no.
I don't think that this is true, and if it is true, this type of file could be contaminated. I think that having good updated antivirus software should interrupt the virus in this process and see that his DVD player is not hurt. I'm not sure what that's about, but
yeah.
DVD won't ever get hurt from the virus. But here's the only place, Barry, where it can get a little tricky. There is a process used in email from time to time. Email programs, by default, will hide what's called a file extension of known file types. So instead of seeing .jpg for a JPEG or .gif, it actually just gives you the file name. They've done double file names, so it'll say picture.jpg.pif. PIF or EXE, so it's like a double extension, and the second one gets hidden from you. The first one gets shown to you. You go, oh, that's a video file, or it's a music file, or that's whatever.
This is stuff that virus writers took advantage of quite a while back. And if you have things patched and you followed any bit of advice over the past like year and a half, you're not going to really be in too much danger from this kind of stuff. But that's the only thing that really.
So let me cut through the cheese.
Could happen. Yeah.
Cut through the cheese. Barry wants to know: am I at risk, or is my friend at risk? Is it always a friend?
Right.
If I'm stealing music off the internet, is it safe to...
You're at risk in more than one way already, Barry, but your friend is, excuse me.
Am I going to get a virus if I download music from Kazaa? I mean, because I'm stealing music and I'm worried...
If all you're doing is stealing music, probably not.
If you're getting into video, if you're getting into... Because they can actually
If you're getting
hide,
into programs?
Yeah, you're definitely asking for trouble.
Yeah.
So...
You don't want to go out and actually buy the new version of TurboTax for doing your taxes. You want to go and borrow somebody's backup copy from Kazaa? Yeah, be careful there.
Yeah.
Be very afraid.
Be very, very afraid.
Be very
scared. If you really want good quality music, I mean, for 99 cents a song, you can't beat iTunes. It really is... It's the bomb, if you will. It is the bomb. The B-O-M-B bomb.
B-O-M-B? Not La Bamba?
The quality is perfect. It's real easy to search. You can sample it. If you're going to be downloading music, do it legally. iTunes, without question, is the easiest place to do it. Got a great selection. And I'm going to leave it at that.
This public service announcement brought to you by iTunes.
Yeah, wait a minute. Why don't you guys ever talk about Macs and Apples?
Why?
Oh,
I don't know. Nobody ever calls about them, and people do every now and then. They don't break as often. They're very proprietary. That's about enough to talk about on those, huh? Should we take some more calls?
Sure.
Wait, actually, we had a couple minutes. Let's go to on line two. We've got Joan with Adele, who asks the ever burning question: should I stay or should I go? Joan, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you.
Isn't your question somewhere along those lines?
Yeah, a few months ago, I emailed you while you were on the air, and you said I should about shutting down at night, and you just said, well, just turn the monitor off, is what I understood. So I've been doing that. And then a week or so ago, you had a paragraph stating that with Windows 98, which is what I have, that you should actually shut down.
Huh?
Well, no. I think where you're getting confused is that with most operating systems, and Windows 98 is just one of the bigger offenders, it needs to be restarted from time to time, because the only way to refresh resources in any operating system is to restart. That don't get that confused with shutting down. Different people are going to have different opinions on the should it be on or should it be off. We generally say leave the machine on, turn the monitor off, turn the printer off, that kind of thing. But the machine itself, go ahead and leave that running. But you do need to reboot every now and then. That entails, for some people, shutting down. Some people, most people, it entails
restart.
Start, shut down, restart the computer. That allows it to refresh and kind of start over with its memory and things.
Okay, that's pretty much what I've been doing, is kind of doing, because I didn't understand all of that, so I was kind of doing half and half. I shut the monitor off some nights, the other nights I'd shut down.
And these days, yeah, these days most monitors have power-saving features where they know to kind of turn themselves off. I mean, there's all kinds of things built into computers these days that they are very, very energy efficient just out of the box. So
just think of the restart thing in 98. It's the fuel
and
tank.
How important is the memory that I look to check on that in the mornings?
What are you talking about?
Does it matter?
What are we talking about?
When you go into my computer and...
Hey, Joan, someone's breaking into your car right now.
That's not my...
Okay, just letting you know.
I'm at the post office, and that was not my car.
That's not her puddle.
It's not my puddle.
When you go into computer properties and performance...
Yes, you're talking about your resources.
Yeah.
The percentage, you want it to be you want it to be as high as possible, and that's why in Windows 98 it's important that you restart the machine from time
to
time.
That's what I thought.
That is your fuel tank. That's your gas tank. That's what I was trying to say.
I kind of figured it was.
You're doing very, very well, then.
Okay, thanks for helping me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Was that a cell phone?
I don't know.
It was hurting me.
It was very damaging to my eyesight.
It hurted my ears. Should we talk? Do we have time?
No, the music is going to start in about 5 seconds here. We're going to have about a minute of music, and then it's going to be time to go to a break.
Why don't we see if Ken can preview his question?
Let's go ahead and preview for him, because you never know. Right. Let's just see. Ken, we got 30 seconds for you to preview what your question is.
Hi, I'm Suma. That's the one you're talking to.
Yes.
Having received a DVD player for Christmas, the wheels started turning in my brain, and I'm right away thinking burning DVDs.
Burning DVDs. We're going to cut you off right there, put you back on hold. When we come back, we're going to answer his question, which is,
Which format do I buy? No, which mode should I use?
Plus mode, minus mode.
He's got a multi-mode DVD burner.
No, I think he got a player. He wants to know if he should burn what to go out and buy, is my guess. We're going to find out whose guess is right. How's that?
Inquiring minds want to know.
DVD burning, whatever your calls and questions are, we take them at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, and we'll be back after the news.